Hi everyone. Welcome back to Be in the Morning.
Welcome back.
A whole week without us. I don't know how you survived. But today we're joined by a very special guest, three guests actually. We have the band Head First here with us this morning.
In studio.
Hello.
Live.
Hello.
We have
Thanks
one
for having us.
Calling in. Thank you so much for being here. Maybe if you could just each maybe like introduce yourself a little bit, maybe your role in Head First.
Of course.
Yeah,
thanks for having us again. This is really cool. This is the first time we've done anything like this, so thank you.
Yay, we're honored.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Kobe. I play guitar and I sing in Head First.
My name is Bima. I play drums for Head First. That's it. Not much.
And our third member on the phone.
Shinobi?
Can you hear us?
Are they
on?
How about now? Some
Hello.
Slight technical difficulties.
Oh.
Bear with us. Is it turned on? Which line?
One. It's weird because the blue lights are on, so that should be...
Should be on.
Should be on, but... Perhaps not. Okay, we'll be working on that in the meantime.
Yeah, we're working on to getting our third guest on. We would really love to hear
Keeping
from them.
Keeping you in suspense.
Yes.
But we can just
continue with questions.
Yeah.
Okay. We're really sorry about that, guys. We're trying our best here.
It's all right.
Okay. While we're trying to get your other bandmate on the line, can you please describe to us about your music? Maybe what your sound is like. How you guys would describe your genre?
We kind of have flip flopped back and forth with this because we have inspirations from a lot of different areas, and our sound has grown so much over the past couple years that we've been doing this, but I think right now we'd say we're in like the alternative rock / grunge genre, kind of like Nirvana, 90s-ish kind of stuff.
All right, can you hear me on the phone?
And are those like your main influences? What are influences that you draw from music, or maybe even not just from music?
A lot of pop music, like Michael Jackson stuff, but more recent and direct influences, I would say definitely Nirvana. Definitely our collective favorite band is a alternative rock band called Basement. We just saw them at Roadrunner a couple months ago. But yeah, they really, really inspire us. But a lot of different all walks of life. Huge fans of like Kendrick Lamar and things like that, and try to incorporate a little bit of everything as we can into our songs. Yeah, I would say those are the big three, I would say.
What would you say is your most surprising influence?
Our most surprising influence. What do you think, Bima?
Huh. Like, you mean as a band or like each of the members?
Either,
that's fine.
Either way.
Well, for me, I mean, the way that I cooperate so far, I mostly do the, like, the Foo Fighters way. It's like more rock and roll, like energetic. It's like, that's mostly what I did. And I think I copy more the way Travis Barker did, the drummers of Blink 182. But yeah, I guess, but like as a band, I don't know, I feel like some song is like Nirvana, some song is like Basement, some song is like I don't know, there's a lot of things honestly that we put in the album itself. So
there's a lot of songs that are really different. We draw a lot from like the early 2000s to like 2010s emo music too, as well, with a lot of like the themes and stuff that we talk about. I don't know, I feel like a weird influence, I would say, is Fountains of Wayne, the band that wrote Stacey's Mom. We absolutely love the album that song came off of, and in my opinion it's the worst song on the album is Stacey's Mom, and they deserve a lot more recognition. But they're like a fun 2000s band that like doesn't take themselves too seriously, and kind of just have fun with what they do, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah. I think we also really want to know about how you guys have, I guess we're like curious, like how you guys met as a band. Can you give us some background on you guys?
Yeah.
And then maybe also like how your sound has evolved over time.
Yeah. So the band originated in 2020. Siraj, the one who's trying to talk to us on the phone here, but he's the one who's kind of the founding member. And he met Bima and I in 2021. I met him in my college orientation Zoom. Me and him were in the same class. And after that, Bima joined the band, and then he asked me to join the band. And we made a lot of like more pop punk music back then. And then as time went on, new songs came out. Our vision kind of shifted a little bit into mm-hmm. a more grungier and heavier sound. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of had this like batch of like 11 or like 12 like days even, where we wrote a lot of the songs for like an album that didn't fit what we were doing before, so we decided to make the shift, and it's been that way ever since, and it's amazing.
Very cool. So you guys like met in like a breakout room?
Yeah we met college. You met him differently.
Mine's kind of different. So it took me 2020, where everything is still online. I think it's in my second semester that like I met him in the same class. I'm like Siraj, and I was actually really nervous in talking to him because it felt so weird now just to talk in a computer and just doing online, like, you know how like people will like hey can I join your band if you need a drummer, I mean, you know where to find me. And I was like, yeah, sure, dude. But like it took me like 2 semesters at least, yeah, until I got to Boston for the first time. I'd never been to America before until I got accepted. And then that's where I met them. Like, I met Siraj, and then Kobe joined. And then, yeah, there it goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a funny story.
Oh, I think we got him.
All right, Habibi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. That was cute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, man. About time.
Hello. My name is Siraj Husseini, otherwise known as Raj, and I play bass in the band Head First.
He also sings.
He also sings, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I sing.
We were just talking about how you guys met, and we heard that you might have met online. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Question mark.
Yeah, so I met Kobe first in our freshman year orientation Zoom, because we got accepted to college. I got accepted into college in 2019, but we started college in 2020. And the pandemic happened, so they decided to have our first couple of semesters online. So we had like a quirky orientation group where you got to meet with like, I want to say like 10 other people.
Yeah, I'd say so.
When I met Kobe Conrad, and then when he was moving to the city, he had acquired either, like, I don't know if it was, like, my phone number or, like...
Your Snapchat.
And then he asked if I could show him around, and I was living alone in Boston at the time. And I was like, sure, why not? So I toured with Kobe, showed him around Back Bay, we're around Berkeley, Kansas, and then we parted ways for about, I want to say like 6 months to a year, and then we started practicing when we were still a five-piece band, and we invited Kobe to come in, and we covered Daddy Wasn't There from Austin Powers, and at that point, Bima was still in the band at that point. Which I'll cover in just a minute. And we had a blast, and Kobe has been in the band ever since, and we've all become like bestest of friends now through a lot of different experiences. And yeah, I met Bima in ear training too, also online, when I was in I remember the conversation we had when we were going to like link up and have him come jam with us, because we had just parted ways with our drummer at the time, Lorenzo Vigazzi, and I was in L.A. In Santa Monica on vacation, and I was on Zoom like 3 hours ahead of Eastern time. And I was just talking to Bima because we were in a breakout room, and I was kind of like telling him all of this stuff. And then, like he was saying, he's like, yeah, do you ever need a drummer? And then we brought him in because we were holding auditions for drummers, and Bima was the first audition. And we played our song, the first head song that we wrote called Lemonade. And I think it took like maybe one run through until I just like ran over and dropped my bass, gave him a hug, and I was just like, "You're in the band."
It was funny. It was so funny. I was actually kind of surprised. Like first song I played, I think I kind of messed up a bit, and Russ was like, "Give me, come here, buddy. Give me a hug. I love you, man. You're in the band right now." So like,
you're BMO, you know. That's how it goes. That's how everybody's first interaction with you is.
Yeah.
You mentioned a little bit about the process that you guys have of making songs with mm-hmm. the changing genres a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can you guys get into it a little bit more about, or maybe even just like that specific time that you wrote those songs, like in change direction, like what that process is like for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, typically the way it goes, Raj or I will have like a core idea for a song, and then we just either show up at one each other's apartment at that time, jam it out, try and get as much of it done as we can, and we meet up with Bima, all get together and just kind of truck it out until it becomes like a real thing. And it's like how it is in our heads. At least that's how it is for me, Raj. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I usually would get like just like struck with a musical epiphany, and then what Kobe or I like, well, like we, I think the same thing happens to both of us. Mm-hmm. Where like you just kind of know that the idea that you had was for the band,
yeah.
And then you record a little voice memo after like 13 minutes of figuring it out, and it either I would send it directly to Kobe, or at this point we just send stuff into our group chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Kobe and I in 2022 just meet up one-on-one and just jam on things acoustically. And then in April 2022 or April 2023 was the first time that like the three of us got together, just kind of tried to record things.
I think it was 2023. I'm not sure though.
Is it?
It's been so long.
Damn, okay.
But yeah. That's how all the songs off of our album that's going to be coming out kind of originated in that like 3 month period.
Can you tell us a little bit about the new music that you guys are going to be releasing?
Yeah, we worked on an album for so long. We recorded at Q Division Studios. It was amazing. It was like one of the best experiences of my life personally. It's in an 11 track album, I think.
11 track album.
And then it should be coming out early next year. We've been mixing and mastering. A lot of stuff has gotten in the way, but it's been really rewarding. It's been such a fun process. And we're really excited for everybody to hear it. We're going to drop a couple singles before the album comes out. So stay tuned. We're really excited.
What can we expect from the album?
Oh, boy. A lot of different things.
Raj can answer it. What do you think, Raj?
Yeah, we can expect. It's kind of, at least the majority of the portion that I wrote, just like the album's called Modern Role Models. And at least what that means to me is that I just kind of like, did a musical analysis of what it was like to be like, you know, born at the turn of the century. Like we're born on like from 2001 to 2002, and then just taking what it was like to be growing up and then now being at this turning point where like we're all like old enough and adults, and like what being a role model means to us. And like it's kind of a coming of age album in the sense that it just talks about there's some stuff, there's social commentary, there are songs that are talking about just like navigating like your own faith, and there are songs about relationships and exploring like different types of relationships, in the sense that like not everything is what you read in the storybook, and there's conflict and resolution. And also there's one song that's just about smoking weed on the Oregon Trail and getting abducted by aliens. Like, there's a lot of stuff on this album, and we're really excited to share it with everyone.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I feel like it it somehow hits like all of the major milestones that you run into as a kid and like as a teenager growing up, all the major milestones and the big problems that you have growing up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's very special in that way. It hits every point, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the last song, Perfect Shapes, where the last refrain line is just, I'm finding my okay, which is kind of like translates from, I feel like prematurity to maturity at the end of the album.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
A good resolution.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing all that with us. Mm-hmm. I guess that leads me into like another question, which is like, what would you describe your like ethos as a band?
Describe ethos. We're music majors.
What was like, if you guys have like a message to like give out, do you think you guys have one? Or
okay, yeah. So at least here's my like, I think my mission statement as a band is that like I grew up listening to like emo and hardcore music, and I know it was really cathartic for me, but the thing that I really didn't like about it, like looking back at it as an adult, is just how much glorification of just like risky behavior, suicide, and drug use there was in that music. So my goal as a songwriter was to keep that same catharsis but strip all of that negative stuff out of it that like negatively influences young minds that are really impressionable and they think that it's cool to harm themselves.
Yeah, definitely. We're really just trying to relate to people, help them out. Like if we can touch one person with our music, that's kind of all we need, and that's how it's always been.
Yeah.
Nice, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you perform mostly in the Boston area, or are you gonna go on tour at all?
Yeah, we're trying to plan a tour out for next year, kind of up and down the East Coast a little bit. But we mainly do play in the Boston scene, but I would say in the past year we've really been trying to branch out a little bit. We've been playing in Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and stuff like that. And it's been a lot of fun going out and meeting so many new people and seeing the different music scenes and making new friends and stuff like that. It's a pleasure.
Nice. Do you think, or have you collaborated with other artists kind of on your music that you've put out so far, or has it mostly been within your group? Are you looking to do that in the future at all?
It's mostly been within our group from this point. I think it's something we would definitely be open to in the future. We love our friends' music and stuff like that. So if anybody ever comes up with a really cool idea and they hear us on it or we hear them on it, it's something we would totally be down to do. Mm-hmm. Be very
yeah, cool. We also all have like a huge appreciation for like hip hop and rap, and I think that a collaboration with a rapper would be really, really, really cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice. Yeah. So I was just looking at your bio on Spotify, and it said that you used to be a 5-member group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did we already touch on this while I was doing tech issues?
No.
Okay. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about like maybe how you guys formed or how that kind of transition went.
Yeah, so basically we were a 5-piece band for I would say maybe
a year and a half, two years.
But I mean there was other people in the band too before Bima and I joined, but it kind of just transitioned. Like we had these new song ideas and a change of direction and things like that, and we just parted ways, and we're very thankful for all the work that the other two members put in and the album that we made with them. We're proud of all the work that we've done, and just kind of went a different direction, and everything kind of changed 180%. Like musically, it flipped on its head, and new ideas, and new people, almost like we felt we were becoming. So, yeah, but it was awesome. There were good times for the past 3.5 years, no matter what.
Yeah.
I can. If you're interested, I can give you a brief history of the beginning to present of Head First, if you
please
want.
Do.
No, please.
Do it, Raj. Do it.
Okay, so it's August 2020, and I just moved to Boston, and there were a lot of different groups that for like entering class of 2020 on Instagram, and I got popped into one. I'm not really sure how, but I did, and I met. Actually, I got popping two group chats. One, I met this artist named Age Goldsmith out of Virginia. And then I met Andrew Wilson, who were both founding members of Head First as well. And I met Abe in D.C. when I was visiting my sister who went to college at American University, and kind of hit it up, talked shop. And then I did video calls with Andrew Wilson here and there, just hanging out, talking about music, and also he was talking to me about his video game. And we all met in Boston. The people that were like hanging around with Ave was Poncho Nett, who was a drummer, and Brianna Copcho, who was a guitarist. And we all just kind of started jamming on some of the stuff. At that time, I wrote Lemonade up in that house in Austin that Ave and Rihanna were living at. And we jammed on those for a while. I appreciate the space that they gave us. They didn't just stay in the band for the first album, because we, again, like, differences in what we wanted to do musically. But Andrew stuck, and then we were shopping around for a guitarist and a drummer for a while, and then we met Sean Gaskill, who was also in the same orientation group as me and Kobe, and that's how I was following him on Instagram, and he had just left the band Walk on Mars. So I was just like, why don't you join our band? We're looking for guitarists. So it was a three-piece. It was me, Andrew, Sean. Andrew was shopping songs Hindsight. He was shopping Lullaby at that time, too. Yeah. And also, Brain Dead was not like an idea of him for sure. And then we a drummer that who had been in communications with on Instagram, and whose relative works at Film School Berkeley. We recorded Lemonade with Trey Espinoza and with Paul, who are both friends of mine at Berkeley Studios. And at that time, I was playing guitar and bass. Because we didn't have like a set guitar bass player, the one and two guitar, and then Sean was playing lead, Lorenzo was on drums, vocals. We recorded my father, mixed it in my studio apartment on Huntington Avenue, and it was fun. And then we parted ways with them for some reasons I won't get into on the radio. And then, Man, when I was about your time, we talked. And also, we had been scouting Bima for longer than that. Andrew had had him in his Rolodex with people that we could ask. But at the time, 2020, and he was in Indonesia, and we wanted to get the ball rolling with practicing in person. But it was time for Bima to come to Boston. So when he did, it was like, you know, milk and chocolate, just mixed perfectly.
Oh yeah,
thank you.
And then after we recorded I Believe in Charlottetown with producer Eric Bellamy of the ABs, who we met through our professor, who was Amy Bellamy, we paid about $700 for the album, and then that wasn't necessarily enough. So me, Kobe, and Bima bonded, and we made a negotiation deal that we would be the AB's roadies a couple months to pay back.
Good days.
And then after that, we kind of bonded, and we started thinking through like what we want in the band, and noticing our chemistry that we had. Started writing a lot. We're talking about mid-2022. All of that led to where we are today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that very detailed background story. We really appreciate it.
You know, every step of the way.
Yeah, felt like we were there with you.
I kind of moving into more of the like creative side of maybe your like, how did your name come about, and how do you kind of decide what, or like what influenced your album covers and that kind of thing? Is that something that you...
Yeah, Raj, you're the name man.
Exactly.
So the name was just kind of like a conversation piece about diving into the idea of being a band in a group chat between me, Dave Goldsmith, and I was like, we're going to dive headfirst into this. And we're like, guys, I think we found a band name. And then our first cover, our single cover for Lemonade was a picture of a friend of mine on some steps with a bottle of Lemonade in front of them. And then Asher Thomas of Nailed Shut, trying to take the photo, use some graphic design for it, to change the bottle design of Lemonade by head first, which is really cool. Then Eve's album was a painting that I made on my first night I moved into Boston. I originally didn't have the words head first on it, but it was an alien. I had passed out in my apartment, woke up, and I realized that I had painted this hitchhiking alien with that on it. And then once we got the band name, I just painted on head first. And that was our first album.
Yeah, it's our mascot, Barry.
Barry
the alien.
Barry the alien.
He looks like he's having a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
And then are these other...
Our EP.
Yeah.
Our EP cover, I think Raj had that picture, and mainly for the EP cover, we were just trying to find a vibe that was similar to the rest of the songs in there.
Mm-hmm.
Color graded it, it's a beautiful picture. They're like, yeah, why not? Put a bird.
The picture of a tree in front of my apartment in Brookline.
Nice.
It's a picture of a blue jay in the trees, and that I just turned the shadows all the way up and then kind of color graded it to red. And he just kind of looked menacing.
Turned the bird evil.
Turned the bird evil.
He does look a little menacing.
It's a beautiful picture.
And then the single cover for Ambrosia was, we took that picture, it was a red barn that was on location where we shot our music video. And it was like something out of like a horror movie. So we decided we needed a good picture of it, and we knew that that was going to be the cover as soon as we saw that barn.
Nice. Where did you shoot the music video?
I don't know the exact town, but it was in Maine. Raj, do you remember?
West Garden, Maine.
Gotcha.
I think the guy's last name, whose barn it was, but his name was Luke, and he's friends with my friend Matthew Hinspeeder, who directed the music video. And our cinematographer, who we still work with, and we still work with Matthew as well. His name is Austin. Bima, what's Austin's last
name? You know Austin's last name?
Austin Rodriguez.
Okay, I thought so. I didn't want to butcher it on air, because that would be embarrassing. But yeah, it was a really fun time. I also, like, one of the actors in the video I went to high school with. I also went to high school with Matthew Hinspeeder.
Oh.
But Jay Belter was one of the actors there, and that was fun to reconnect with him. It was a really fun time. My girlfriend Alex Breda of Deja Rev read an entire book on the day that we filmed it, which was all equally as impressive as filming a music video in one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like a full circle kind of moment.
Definitely.
Do you have any other? Was Ambrosia the only music video you've done so far? Or do you have others?
We're in the process of making another one currently, kind of shopping up ideas. We have a location for it. But yeah, that's the only one we've done. It was a lot of fun, though. It was very cool. We got asked to make Ambrosia because Raj's friend Matthew Hinspeeder was in Austin. We're making this horror short film that's going to come out next year. And there was a bit of miscommunication that kind of worked out for us. Basically, they wanted to use one of our existing songs in the movie, but we thought they wanted us to make a whole new song for the movie. So we kind of ended up doing like a how Paramore made Decode for Twilight, but for this movie. And we went, it was really cool. We shot it on location that they shot the movie at. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah, we recorded it the day before.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? To record the drums, it only took me like, what, 1 hour? Without even warming up, and I didn't even like practice at all.
Okay, impressive.
All came together at the same
time. And out there, yeah, I was like, oh, dude, just play. You sure? You sure that good? So I was like, yeah, man, that's good. Dude. Okay, I'll take it.
Luckily, they loved it. So yeah. It worked out great. It
sounded good, though.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was kind of like a Tame Impala, the less of the better situation, where like the bass line was just like a seed that I had laid. And I was like, whoa, it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I didn't even record bass. I just used the same recording that I have, like, yeah, just the bass. And I tracked vocals like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
For the album, is there anything that you like, there's like a similar, maybe like funny backstory to that, you know, people wouldn't know otherwise, or?
Oh man, I feel like every song has a funny backstory in a way.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I think one of our collective favorites right now is probably going to be our first single off of it, called Marijuana. It was an idea that Raj had, and I was over at his apartment, and we were just jamming on this same guitar riff over and over again for so long. It's a very vivid memory in my head. It was like really late at night. We had no business doing that at like 2 o'clock in the morning, but it was fun. We kind of just made the whole thing, finished it up probably like what, half a year later, came back to it and finished up.
The quirky part of that story is honestly when we were finalizing recording vocals for it, and we were trying to figure out harmonies to put in the second chorus. Because that song is weird because it has like four sections, and it has like, I would say, two different choruses.
Yeah.
And one really weird mode. It's like a hybrid, like Lydian is what it's in. And yeah, we did a like really, really high pitched, just like cartoon type of harmonies on, like super demented, isolated. It makes that.
You're trying to channel it. We kind of sounded like Elmo, but it works.
It does work.
Was that the song you mentioned earlier, Bhima, about aliens? Is it?
Yeah, like Marijuana.
It's about being a pioneer on the Oregon Trail, mm-hmm, smoking weed and getting abducted by aliens.
Mm-hmm. That's what the song is.
Sounds like fun.
Need a music video for that one.
Yeah, that's the one we're working on.
We're on
right
a process
now
for that.
Yeah. We gotta go get our farmer hats and exactly, our overalls, and you know.
You mentioned, Kobe, that you're from a farm town.
Yeah, I'm from a wee town of Ole, Pennsylvania, which has a population of like 1,100 or something. So my whole family grew up on farms, and I milked cows when I was like 6 with my parents. So yeah,
that's cool.
Going back to my roots, you know.
Damn. Don't want to film it in your hometown.
that would be a six-hour drive. Much easier to go up to New Hampshire. They got plenty of fields and beautiful scenery up there too.
We got some spot like we can use
cows and walk chicken eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, there's one spot that we can use the barn, we can use the huge field, and we can go to the forest. So I was like, yeah,
it's perfect.
I'm gonna do that. Let's do that. Yeah.
We'll definitely have to stay tuned for that music video.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
Keep us in the loop.
We'll do. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I think we're kind of coming up to the end of our time, but just a last couple questions. Just wondering if you, what would be like your dream venue to perform at, or if you could open for any artist or band, who would it be?
Oh boy, I feel like we all have different answers to this. Bhima, do you want to go?
Oh yeah, I'll go.
After what happened to Dave Grohl, I mean, honestly, my biggest dream is to be like an opener for Foo Fighters. But like after Dave Grohl, maybe Blink 182 could be. That could be cool. Yeah. Basement could be pretty sick too.
Yeah, Basement would probably be our band answer. Mm-hmm. For me, I miss Tidal Fight every single day of my life. If they ever came back, I would want to open for them.
Oh yeah.
And I think dream venue, I feel like it's kind of stereotypical, but like opening up in Wembley would be so cool. Mm-hmm. I feel like people in the UK would really like us for some reason.
That's so cool.
Yeah, mine is, I like Sparkles and Achievable Goals, and I absolutely adore this band, and I put it, I didn't even put them, Kobe put them on the playlist, Avlov.
Avlov, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For listening, Headfirst would love to play with you guys.
We love you, Avlov.
We love you so much, Avlov.
Even at the Rockwell, dude. Okay. Palladium, Downstairs, House of Blues, the Rockwell. I don't care. I just like playing music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be full circle because I work at the House of Blues. That'd be awesome. Really? Yeah.
Nice. Maybe one day I'm trying to bring you guys to Indo.
We want to go to Indonesia so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
There's a lot of huge like stage like, you know, gigs in Indo, so we'll see.
Cool. Oh, really? Like really big?
Yeah. Venues. Like huge. Nice.
That's what part of Indonesia are you from?
It's from the... I'm from Jakarta.
Okay. Oh, I've been there.
You've been there?
Yes, I do. I did.
Yeah? just Jakarta or you go to Bali?
I go to Jakarta and Bali.
Okay, I knew it. Yeah, classic. That's cool. That's cool.
Classic trip.
Yay.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Is there anything you guys want to plug before we sign off? Coming up?
Anything you want to share?
We're playing at O'Brien's Pub in Alston on the 12th. Pull up. That'll be fun. 21 plus for those listening. We just released our music video, Ambrosia, and our EP, The Villain, we released a couple months ago. And stay tuned for the Marijuana single and music video and the album Modern Role Models next year.
It's coming up.
I'm very excited.
Where can people find you? Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. We're on Spotify. Our Spotify name is Head First. We mainly use Instagram, and our handle is at We Are Head First. We post on TikTok every now and then. It's just at Head First Official. And then we have a Facebook page that I never touch, but it's called Head First Band. And our website is www.weareheadfirst.com.
Great. Thank you so much. Any final things want to say?
Thank you so much for having us. This is a first and very cool. This is a very cool room, cool setup.
Man, Ross, you should be here, man.
It's cool.
You should have been here, dude.
I have to work at 1.
They got pictures of cats on the door. This is like my heaven. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thank you. We'll get back into some music, starting off with Stoic by our very own Head First.
Ooh, lovely.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.